Well, this morning the federal opposition is saying that the federal government ignored warnings from the Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens. The Shadow Finance Minister Joe Hockey is speaking here with Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis.
If the reports about the warnings the Reserve Bank gave to the government over the deposit guarantee are correct, is this a problem you didn't spot either?
Well, on the 13th of October in question time, we asked the Prime Minister about the guaranteed term funding, and he responded, and I quote, "This measure has been recommended to the government by the Australian regulators, the Reserve Bank, APRA and the Treasury."
But the report is talking about the deposit guarantee, not the term funding guarantee, isn't it?
Well, it is at all times. Again, on the 14th of October, the Prime Minister said, "We will act in accordance with the regulator's advice in this difficult time." Now, if the Prime Minister is now at odds with the Reserve Bank, the Prime Minister needs to explain that to the Australian people and particularly to the Australian Parliament. The Prime Minister has said all along that he is levelling with the Australian people. He has continually refused to release the evidence upon which he has been basing decisions. And we certainly hope, in the interests of the Australian economy, that it's not simply the Prime Minister rolling the dice.
But you didn't raise these sorts of problems with the guarantees that the government announced. The only issues that Malcolm Turnbull raised after the announcement was disappointment the government hadn't pursued your offer of bipartisanship, and he said that the only concern was whether the government was taking adequate steps to protect the taxpayer.
Well, of course we've been asking, because we, like the Australian people, have placed our trust in the government. We trusted that the government was acting on the advice of the regulators, acting on the advice of the Reserve Bank. And on numerous occasions, on the 13th of October, 8th of October, 23rd of September, 22nd of September, the Prime Minister and other ministers have said they are acting on the advice of the regulators. Now, if this is a stab in the dark from the Prime Minister, it is a massive gamble with the savings of the Australian people and Australian jobs, and we want some answers.
But isn't the decision that the government took Sunday week ago one which injected quite a lot of confidence into a banking system which is already stable?
Well, then that raises the question, why did the government go that far? If the banking system was as stable as the Prime Minister said, now there is emerging evidence that a number of international banks operating in Australia, which provide wholesale funding to small business, to farmers, to a range of different operations in the Australian economy, those businesses are saying that they are losing money rapidly. There is a risk that the financial markets are massively distorted. There could potentially even be a run on investments across the board, putting money into the government guaranteed banks. And that sort of distortion will in time have a huge impact on the Australian economy. Now, if the decision by the Prime Minister was based on evidence, the Prime Minister needs to, in his own words, level with the Australian people and reveal what that evidence was.
Joe Hockey, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Lyndall.
The Shadow Finance Minister Joe Hockey speaking there with our Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis. An AM tried to get in touch with the Finance Minister Lindsay Tanner, but he was in a meeting and unavailable.